You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. A nightmare is a disturbing dream associated with negative feelings like anxiety or fear that awakens you. I received a question from someone who is having difficulty with nightmares. Nightmares are common in children, but actually can happen at any age. Occasional nightmares usually are nothing to worry about. Nightmares usually begin in children somewhere between the ages of 3 and 6. And tend to decrease after the age of 10. During the teen and young adult years, girls appear to have nightmares more often than boys. Some people continue to have nightmares as adults and actually throughout their entire lives. Although nightmares are common, about 1 in 20 adults having them, twice as many children have them. But actual nightmare disorder is relatively rare. Nightmare disorder is when nightmares happen often, cause actual distress, disrupt your ability to sleep, and cause problems with your daytime functioning, or create such a fear of going to sleep that it becomes a problem. You are more likely to have a nightmare, actually, in the second half of your sleep time. And some nightmares can occur every once in a long while, or they can happen more frequently, even several times a night. Usually, the episode is brief, but even brief, they can cause you to wake up and have difficulty returning to sleep. Typically, a nightmare involves these features, being vivid and real, and making it therefore more upsetting. And becoming disturbing as the dream unfolds. The storyline is usually related to threats to safety or survival, but it can have other disturbing themes in it. Often the dream awakens you. You may feel scared or anxious, angry, sad, or disgusted as a result of the content in your dream. Some people wake up feeling sweaty or having a pounding heartbeat in bed because of the content. And you find that you can think clearly upon awakening and recall the details sometimes of your dream. And your dream might cause you distress that then keeps you from falling back to sleep easily. But it's only considered a disorder if it's occurring frequently. If you have major distress or impairment during the day, like anxiety, persistent fear, or as bedtime approaches, you become really anxious about having another nightmare. If you find during the day you have problems with concentration or memory, and that you can't stop thinking about images from your dreams. People with nightmare disorder experience daytime sleepiness or fatigue or low energy, and have problems functioning at work or school, or even in social situations. And people may have behavior problems related to bedtime or a fear of the dark, like not being able to go to sleep in the dark or even walk into a dark room. Having a child with nightmare disorder can cause significant sleep disturbance and distress for their parents. Sometimes nightmares aren't really a cause for concern at all. If your child has nightmares, you might mention it to your pediatrician, but really, at a well checkup. I wouldn't visit a pediatrician unless you find them occurring very frequently and persisting over time. If they are routinely affecting your child's sleep, if they are causing them a fear of going to sleep, and if they are causing them daytime behavior problems or difficulty functioning. Now, a nighttime disorder is usually referred to as a parasomnia, which is a sleep disorder that involves undesirable experiences that occur while you're falling asleep, during sleep, or when you're waking up. Nightmares specifically usually occur during the stage of sleep known as rapid eye movement, or REM sleep. The cause is actually not really known, but they are often triggered by specific factors. A big one is stress or anxiety. The ordinary stresses of daily life, having a problem at home or for children at school, can trigger nightmares at night. A major change in life, like a move or someone in your life dying, can have the same effect. And anxiety, just high anxiety in general during the day, can produce a greater risk of nightmares at night. The experience of a trauma is often associated with more nightmares, like having an accident or an injury, being abused in some way. People who experience a lot of nightmares are people with post-traumatic stress disorder. Another issue, actually, paradoxically even, is sleep deprivation. Changes in your schedule that cause you to have irregular sleep and wake times may interrupt or reduce the amount of sleep that you get and can increase your risk of having nightmares. And then, of course, it's a vicious cycle because fear of going to sleep from nightmares causing insomnia also increases nightmares. Some medications can actually increase the risk of nightmares. Very specific antidepressants, certain blood pressure medications, medications called beta blockers, which are often used for treating blood pressure issues, and drugs that treat Parkinson's disease or even to help stop smoking. These are classes of drugs that can trigger nightmares. Substance abuse and misuse is known to cause nightmares, but also withdrawal from it can also trigger nightmares. And disorders like depression, even heart disease or cancer, can often bring on nightmares. Other sleep disorders can also be associated with nightmares. And last but definitely not least, and quite pertinent to you parents out there who are concerned about a child with nightmares, scary books And movies, for some people, especially before bed, is often associated with nightmares. And even though I just said that's for the children out there, it's often for the adults who also are struggling with nightmares. Nightmares are more common when family members have a history of nightmares or other types of sleep parasomnias, like talking during your sleep or walking during your sleep. Now, having regular nightmares, besides causing daytime sleepiness because you're not able to get back to sleep as easily, can also affect daytime activities like driving and concentrating. It can also cause problems with your mood, like depression or anxiety, because the dreams are bothering you so much. And it can also cause a resistance to going to bed, since you're concerned about having another bad dream. These are important things to pay attention to, which may be clues that this nightmare issue is growing and becoming an issue for you. There are no real medical tests to diagnose a nightmare disorder. It's really based on the clinical judgment that the disturbing dreams are causing you enough distress or keeping you from getting enough sleep. So these are things to keep in mind when you go to a doctor and discuss with them if you're having a lot of nightmares and what exactly is the problem that's being caused. So with that, right after the break, we'll get to my listener's question.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Welcome back. Let's get to my listener's question and see, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, my 26-year-old daughter has been suffering from chronic nightmares, at least since her junior year in college. She says that she recalls having nightmares prior to that time, but thought it was normal until one of her friends told her that regularly experiencing nightmares is not normal. The subject matter of the nightmares varies from normal fears, such as getting a bad grade, to scary scenes where she is being chased by someone, but she doesn't recall having actually gone through being chased by anyone. She does not recall having any other traumatic event that could have caused the nightmares. I was initially concerned that a meningitis vaccine that she had shortly before she told me about the nightmares could have caused them. But her doctors have said there's no evidence of that. She first saw a pediatric psychiatrist who could find no evidence of trauma and recommended that she have a sleep study. She had two sleep studies 2 years apart that showed that she has low REM sleep, possibly because she wakes up during that sleep phase due to the nightmares. She has been to a neurologist who prescribed medications, but she was unable to take them because they caused side effects, such as morning fatigue that made it difficult for her to get up in the morning. She then saw an adult psychiatrist for a year who was unable to help her find any cause of the nightmares. She is high functioning despite the nightmares and is in her last semester of law school. Since she has had multiple physical exams and blood tests to rule out a physical cause such as Lyme disease, I don't know what else to do to help her other than to find another therapist. Are there any other treatments for chronic nightmares? Nightmares happen to many adults. Sometimes they are just unpleasant, and sometimes they can affect sleep, causing awakening with anxiety that makes it hard to go back to sleep, or fear that makes it hard to go to sleep. If the nightmares are there, but she still feels well rested, can sleep well, isn't bothered during the day by thoughts of nightmares, then in truth, this may not require treatment. If, however, she is disturbed by day and it is affecting her ability to get a good night's sleep, then treatment would be warranted. Given she has had a workup ruling out a medical cause, she actually might consider finding a specialist who does what's called imagery rehearsal therapy. This is usually a behavioral sleep specialist as the type of doctor that you would be looking for. They are often found at a hospital which has a sleep center. This form of therapy does not ask patients to review past traumas, nor even really past traumatic nightmares. Instead, it is a technique of taking the dream or a piece of the dream and essentially changing it, rewriting it, imagining visually this new rewrite to create a different dream in your conscious waking life, a dream that is not scary or terrible like the nightmare was. This therapy helps the brain to unlearn the pattern of chronic nightmares. There are no side effects, and it is a tool the patient can reuse anytime nightmares may crop back up. This may be a treatment worth seeking out for your daughter. I hope that was helpful. If the nightmares are associated with an underlying medical condition, like a medication or substance abuse, treatment is aimed at the underlying problem. If a mental health condition, such as high stress or anxiety, seems to be contributing to the nightmares, then learning stress reduction techniques and counseling or therapy with a mental health professional can help. Often used with people who have nightmares as a result of post-traumatic stress disorder is something called imagery rehearsal therapy, which involves changing the ending to your remembered nightmare while awake, so that it's no longer threatening. You then rehearse the new ending in your mind. This approach can reduce the frequency of nightmares. Imagery rehearsal therapy, or IRT, is an evidence-based, non-drug approach to nightmare treatment that was developed by Dr. Barry Krakow. In IRT, patients do not discuss the experience that spurred the nightmares, or even the content of their dreams. Instead, they focus on changing the imagery. Patients are taught ways to rewrite the dream, even only a scene of the dream, and then to practice reimagining the new dream during the daytime. The experience of nightmares is actually unique to each person and is impacted by many factors. Life circumstances, different coping styles, and even different biological predispositions. But research has shown that that IRT is effective with a wide range of patients, from those who suffer from distressing dreams on a regular basis to those who have nightmares related to PTSD. Treatment generally includes education on the many factors that can cause nightmares and lead to nightmares becoming a learned behavior, and developing healthy and effective sleep behaviors, performing something called imagery practice, re-scripting of dreams through imagery practice, and learning skills for calming the mind and managing stress. And clinical studies have shown that IRT is effective for the treatment of nightmares. Some patients report improved daytime mood and functioning as a result of their successful treatment of nightmare disorder. And although each person's situation is unique, on average, 3 to 4 sessions are required for many people to begin seeing real improvement in nightmare frequency and distress. And then follow-up recommendations are made to make sure the results are maintained. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All centers remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.